माधव कुंज बिहारी जय जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम श्रीपाद परमहंस परिव्राजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शिष्यमति जैन ग्रेज चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य हरदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से गौ श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकि कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः. स्टार्ट ज्ञानतमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुः मन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं स अवधूतं पर्जनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च. नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे. नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः. हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्तराधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते. तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानोऽसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये. वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. यस्यां वै श्रूयमाणायां कृष्णे परमपूरुषे भक्तिरुत्पद्यते पुंसां शोकमोहभया अपः. हरे कृष्ण. वी वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर द वेडनेसडे शुद्ध भक्ति चिंतामणि डिस्कशंस. दिस वर्स विच आई रिसाइटेड जस्ट नाउ, दिस इज अ ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम. It says, Yasyam by Shruyamanaya, by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, two results are produced. One is the primary result, which is the awakening of love of Godhead. And the secondary result is Shoka, Moha and Bhaya will be dissipated, it will be finished. So, that Srimad Bhagavatam was, you know, commented by many acharyas in the past, and all the translations were all in Sanskrit language. Whether it is Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur giving Sararta Darshini, or Jiva Goswami giving Kramasandarbha, or Sanatana Goswami's antique also. So when you see all these things, there are more than dozen very nice acharya's commentaries available in Sanskrit language, and these commentaries were untapped by the people of the world, and the nectar was like locked up. Yeah, but Srila Prabhupada opened this nectar to the world freely in the English language for the first time as in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam commentary. Nobody has ever produced such a masterpiece treatise. So one time Gauranga Prabhu in GV demonstrated it practically. What he did, he told one devotee to bring all the tika of the acharyas in the form of bulky books and told him to come and keep it in the table. We were just watching. He kept all the tikas, bulky books, and then he called one of the devotees from the audience and told them, pick up one of the volumes. So he picked up. and told him to recite the Sanskrit text. Of course, the Sanskrit text is in Devanagari, and that devotee knew Devanagari, so he read it. He told him to read one full page, and we were all sitting. And everybody was wondering, why is he telling him to read this? So, after reading that one page, he asked everybody, can anybody tell me what is the meaning of this? At least a part of it. One or two words people told, what is the meaning of this word or that word. But nobody could comprehend the full page. And he said, this is how the tikas were available in India before Prabhupada wrote his Srimad Bhagavatam commentary. You can see how many people had practically no access to Bhagavatam. Everything in Sanskrit. And then he said, now you see Prabhupada, then they showed a video of where Prabhupada is taking all the commentaries and putting in the front, taking little from each of it and speaking in a dictaphone, making commentary. So, the laudable service that Prabhupada rendered to the whole world, he writes about it in one of the purports. Nayat pachaschitra padam harer yasho jagat pavitram pragrinita karhiche tadvayasam tirthamushanti manasa nayatrahamsa niramantyu shikshaya tadvagvisargo janataagha viplavo yasmin patishlokam abaddhavatyapi namanjanam tasya yashonkitani yat shrinvanti gayanti grinanti sadavah. These two purports are very important for these two verses. That purpose is, India has failed in her duty in giving the taste of the Srimad Bhagavatam to the whole world by distributing this message across the globe, due to which all the countries, due to being absorbed in illusion and ignorance, they all are warring against one another, are stooped in sense gratification, are stranded like a blind man wandering in wilderness. So it's all due to the failure of India to transmit this message. And then Prabhupada says, all the living entities in this world, you know, they are very much rasa-oriented. They always hunt for rasa. And if they don't get spiritual rasa, they go for material rasa. Like Prabhupada was telling example of an ant. They were actually in the 10th floor of a building. And there was some honey that had fallen in the floor. And there are practically, you know, dozens of ants there. Prabhupada said, just see how these fellows came here. Because they have a sharp nose. They have a taste for such things. Wherever, even if it is in a high building, they come. Ants reach there, he said. So the jivas are always pleasure seeking. When I had gone to this Rajarhat, our Acharya Prabhu's place, there, that temple, Calcutta, Goshala. So, I wanted to feed some, you know, straw to the cows. So, I was giving the straw, cows are not coming at all. They looked at me and turned their face away. So, I was wondering what to do. The Acharya said, I will give you something which they will definitely accept from you, he said. Then he went and brought a tokri of gud, you know, jaggery. So, when I gave the jaggery, they wanted to eat jaggery along with my hand also. I was feeling so, I was just putting in their mouth. And they all the cows gathered together, pushing one another to eat that. Of course, we only gave little to them. They are not supposed to eat too much. But why I am telling you, you can see the jivas have a very strong, urge for experiencing the rasa, the taste. All the jivas, whether it is an ant, whether it is a cow. Prabhupada says the jivas are very fond of hearing stories, hearing about characters, and all of them are eager for looking for a great hero and heroine in their lives. Reality of the truth of Radha Krishna Pranay Bhakrite Radhani Shakti Rasmat. If you don't present Radha Krishna truth, they are definitely going to settle with some mundane hero and mundane heroine. They will chase after them. They are not going to give up. So Prabhupada says that there is so much literature in the market, nonsense literature. There are so many people speaking nonsense and others are hearing with no sense, like the Prabhupada says. So, therefore Prabhupada says that the governments are trying to stop the people from watching rubbish things and everything, because they are also worried that the living entity's senses will become uncontrolled and they will increase the criminal activities. They will do gang rapes, they will fight, they will increase the wars. So government also has prohibitions for indulging in impure activities. Why? The urge of the living entity is very strong and the urge has to be directed in the spiritual direction. And thanks to Srila Prabhupada for his books. So the today's session is from Siddha Bhakti Chintamani. After the introduction, there is one section called, before Maharaj Viswanathaswaram Swami Maharaj begins the first chapter, before that he gives the introduction and then he gives reading Prabhupada books. So he writes an article on this before beginning. So that's what we will talk today. And then we will go to chapter 1, chapter 2 after that. So these are the sections of the book. We completed in the introduction. First part we finished and second part is reading Prabhupada books. Then there is mixed devotion service, 5 chapters, and pure devotion service, 9 chapters, and stages of pure devotion, 5 chapters, which involves that shaky to steady, and from anarthanavritti to steadiness, and then there is a steady devotion and taste, ruchi, all those things. That is the stages of pure devotion, 5 chapters. So then there is qualification to hear Krishna's pastimes, 11 chapters. So he has devoted a lot of time on that because one should know the proper art of hearing. And then the path of perfection, 2 chapters. So and, the first 2 things, mixed devotion and pure devotion, will go pretty easy for all of us because stages of pure devotion is more advanced. And because it starts with anarthanavritti and nishtha, how to attain nishtha, it's more difficult steps which you all have heard already. So this mixed devotion, pure devotion, you already know it and it will go very pretty fast, I believe. So we will do this today on reading Prabhupada books, and then we will proceed with the further chapters from the future classes. Every Wednesday I will be speaking on this, the Bhagavatam class. So, as I was telling you in the beginning, Prabhupada not only gave English commentary to the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are innumerable advantages of studying Prabhupada's books, the amazing potency and the powerful effects we will see today. Please read it. Who is reading? Where is the mic with you? Devotees know the extraordinary potency of Srila Prabhupada's writings, which have made Krishna known throughout the world. Krishna has become a buzzword now, all across the globe. And even in the biggest dictionaries of the world, like Chambers Dictionary and all, the word karma has entered. And many such words have entered now. So people are coming to know. So Prabhupada popularized the Vedic literature in general and Srimad Bhagavatam in specific in the Western world. So within the pages of Bhagavatam, he writes that India has failed in her duty. And whatever India failed in, he compensated for that himself by going to US in the old age and reaching the message in a beautiful way. How he reached it, we will talk about it. So, his presentation of the Srimad Bhagavatam is not ordinary because not only Bhagavatam, even the smaller books, he presented in such a lucid manner that it is approachable and it is easily accessible. Like the earlier Sanskrit literature were like a honey bottle tightly closed. We are seeing honey from outside. How does it taste? But he made it accessible. And something may be easy, but may not be easily approachable. For example, it's accessible to all. But if somebody takes and reads, sometimes people write very complicated language in spiritual books. But Prabhupada made it approachable by very easy to grasp purports. Read it. Where's the mic with you?
Yet, how many devotees fully appreciate how much knowledge Srila Prabhupada condenses in what appears to be simple and effortless presentation of Krishna consciousness?
Why he uses the word condenses? Because the Vedas are very vast and very voluminous, and the Vedas involve many standards for different people. There is Karma Kanda, there is Jnana Kanda, there is Upasana Kanda, and there are people of various categories also. And the Vedas actually teach various rules, regulations for different people. Like we say, different strokes for different folks, we say, it's not the same. And you find, for example, there are different yugas and different methods are prescribed for different yugas also. And not only that, even in the spiritual literature, there is one verse, if you see in Bhagavatam, Sve Sve Adhikare Yanishta. That verse says that at a certain level of your spiritual advancement, if you do something, that is called piety. And if you do something, that is called impiety. For example, you are chanting four rounds, but you are eating onion garlic. That is not considered impiety for you. But after you come to 16 rounds, if you are still eating onion garlic, it's considered impiety for you. Isn't it? So, somebody is chanting one round, and whatever food he gets, wherever, in whichever hotel, he just closes his eyes and says Hare Krishna Mahamantra fervently three times and says, My Lord,